This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm night is settling over Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem see mild breezes, while Haifa remains clear with a touch of humidity. It's a pleasant evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports Israel strikes several targets across southern Lebanon. Lebanese media mentioned strikes near Al-Dabsha, Srebin, and Kantara. Kiryat Shmona warned of possible blasts from a planned operation earlier this hour. Also, Israel Hayom reveals Trump sent Congress a nuclear agreement with Saudi Arabia. It includes the Israeli condition and promises American companies a central role in Saudi nuclear infrastructure development. Also this hour, Walla reports a pro-Palestinian organization demands the arrest of Jerusalem's deputy mayor. The Hinder Yab Foundation approached the U.S. Department of Justice ahead of the mayor's expected visit to the U.S. Separately, Forward covers a hate crime investigation in Toronto. Police are looking into remarks made by teacher Abbas Hamzeh about Zionists. Canadian Jewish groups are involved in the inquiry. And finally, Axios notes House Democrats' pro-Israel wing gains power. Representative Jared Moskowitz states he'll help steer U.S. policy on Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted a CNN appearance where Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker, posting earlier today. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, announced today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from certain Israeli regions. Belaz News reported earlier today that Israel ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. The decision comes after the Dutch parliament approved a settlement trade ban law. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in southern Lebanon. Ynet reports the Israeli military targeted areas near Al-Dabsha, Srebin, and Kantara earlier this hour. Lebanese media suggests these actions follow increased tensions along the border. The operation aims to address threats from militant groups. Residents of Kiryat Shmona were warned, highlighting the operation's significant scale. Turning to the U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement, Israel Hayom notes that former President Trump's deal includes a key Israeli condition. This allows American companies to play a major role in Saudi Arabia's nuclear infrastructure. The agreement could reshape Middle Eastern alliances and impact regional power balances. Meanwhile, Walla brings attention to Jerusalem's deputy mayor facing legal challenges abroad. The Hinder Yab Foundation accuses him of war crimes. This comes as he prepares to visit the U.S., raising concerns about diplomatic immunity and international law. In Toronto, Forward reports police investigation of anti-Zionist remarks marks a significant step. Teacher Abbas Hamza's statements led to increased scrutiny from Canadian Jewish groups. The case underscores ongoing tensions regarding free speech and hate speech. Lastly, Axios highlights growing influence within U.S. politics. Representative Jared Moskowitz of the pro-Israel wing asserts he'll shape U.S. policy on Israel. His role could affect future legislative decisions and international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Alice, an Israeli-founded company, raised $140 million to prevent AI from going rogue. Previously known as ActiveFence, the company works with the world's top AI labs. Separately, Kitech has announced WeCharge is shutting down after 14 years. The Israeli company struggled to make wireless power a reality, despite selling its technology worldwide. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers Teva nearing FDA approval for a new drug. The treatment for Tourette syndrome in children holds billion-dollar sales potential, with a decision expected in the first quarter, 900 ticks. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.